Can you set that up, or does it matter?
No, this is fine.
Oh, okay. This is Mary Beland and Doris Dyan, field workers, meeting with Betty Mae Jemper, interpreter for Ruby Billy and Annie Jimmy on Wednesday, January 27th at the Hollywood Reservation. Betty Mae, we'd like to ask Annie Jimmy how she learned to do the patchwork sewing.
And we got it. I 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 was the one in the sack. She said she learned from her mother.
How old was she when she
learned? She
was
not a baby. What thing of old phone is it? Around 15, she said.
Could you ask her what her mother's name is?
She was an out as a foot.
A minute
doctor.
Where was Annie Jimmy born?
100 in the Everglades.
In the Everglades?
Yeah.
Could you ask her how old she is now?
I could not be 21. She's going on 74.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to know the Seminole word for designs.
So we got it.
Would you ask Annie Jimmy to say that too?
She didn't think it's going to like it. So
we got it.
What is the Seminole word for skirt?
I'm dying to get it.
On it.
What about for the top?
On it.
Sampatagi. Cape.
On her skirt, she has a design with the rickrack going up and down in points. Is there a name for that design?
Oh, we got it, yeah. I'm dying to get it.
That's called the cross.
Yeah.
What were the old designs like?
In Bikari, I had that one. Just blocks and one like, you know, V. That's all. That was the beginning.
Where did the designs come from?
In the beginning, they didn't have no design, but then they put two colors together and thought, you know, somebody thought it up and brought a design, sew it together.
How did they sew it?
In because it's a little malik thing, with a needle.
By hand. Then when did the first sewing machines start?
When the shop was open, learn how to sew on a hand machine.
When she gets ready to start a design, what is the first thing she does?
What kind of design she wanted from the pattern that they have, you know, they already made. And then she put the colors together, the color she wanted, then she starts sewing.
How does she get the strips?
Says you sew it all together and cut them the way you want it.
Then you cut it apart.
Mm-hmm.
Does she tear her first strips to begin with?
She said that she cut all the pieces the way she wanted to, and which is going to be the background is bigger than the others. Like this black one, it's going to be the background.
So the black was wider.
Yeah.
And then the blue was thinner.
And then the little red one
was really thin.
Yeah.
In a skirt, like the skirt that she has on, about how many yards of designs does it take to make a skirt?
Yeah, hold on, just got... How many yards? She's 4 yards around. And then on the top, there's 3 yards. And then the gather.
And then the gathers. The first skirts, though, just had solid strips. Was that... Were they just plain strips that went around? They didn't have designs?
In bikini, so we got to 80 to lay on. What's the... I'm not a dozen.
No, it's good to get the maple. Yang yang nan tong ma bete lu sun la ta ta bete lu na ta bete lu yang nan a bete lu na pun ho sa sa u sa.
Sometimes they put a little strip at the bottom, and but it used to be straight with no design in the beginning, and gathering in the middle way, and then they make smaller on top, and then gather enough to make it around the waist.
What about the rickrack? Where did the rickrack come from?
Yang bikin ni, nampak sih sama orang tua sih.
Mama lah, orang tua tua sih. Kalau sih, balik pun orang sih ambil. Yang siapa? Yang polis sih sih nampak tu.
She said that in the beginning they went and cut the strip and put it on the strips, and then later in the years somebody started with a rickrack and found out that it looks good with a rickrack, so they stopped putting rickrack on them.
Now practically all the skirts have rickrack.
Yeah, got what's going to lay out? She said, "What was it?"
She said,
"She said rickrack is faster than cutting strips and try to put it on."
But the early skirts, I guess, had little tiny strips that looked took the place of the rickrack. It's really interesting. Does she have children that she's taught to do the sewing?
Children, what's going on? It's going on. And she taught her daughter. Then she raised her granddaughter that she taught to
also do the sewing. Has when she first started making the designs, has she seen a lot of changes in the way it's done?
In being kind of She said in the beginning they were big ones, and now it's turned to the smallest you can make. Chains there. He said, over the past years, it changed to different patterns and different way of doing.
Do you know why it changed?
They said it's reasons to see how they can make it and improve themselves, make it better patterns and prettier patterns.
How do you decide which colors go together well?
She just put the colors together, and she thinks that's the way it should be. That makes it looks attractive and prettier, you know, come out the colors.
Are there any colors that a Seminole woman wouldn't ever use?
She said the stretch kind they don't use.
What was that?
Stretch. The material, the stretch. That's the kind that they can't use.
Do men ever sew the designs?
Oh, yeah, we got men. There's one beautiful sewer here. He works in here. Jimmy Oshola, the cook. He's one of the best sewers, better than women.
In the old days, did men ever sew?
In Bengali, when I was young, I used to.
Not the young tongue, I'm not my type of
person. So, what do you want? We put you as my sister, my sister. She says, maybe. He says, just fixing the shirts. So when it tears or something, they sewed it.
But not to create a design or anything?
No.
Do those women then would make a the shirts for their husbands?
Yeah. He said, there's only one guy that beat his son. He said, that's Jimmy. Oh, he's perfect.
Has life changed a lot since... Where did you say that she grew up?
On the Everglades, on a trail.
Has life changed a lot that she's seen?
In Bikali, it's a long way. I got a lot of people who are living in the world. She said it changed so much that she, sometimes she can't even find her way where she used to go.
It really looks different than
yeah,
it
that's
used
what
to
she
look.
Said.
What group does Annie belong to? Is she Creek or
Miccosukee? She don't understand Creek. She just taught me the super.
Is the design of her skirt a Miccosukee style design?
No, they're all Seminoles.
Mm-hmm.
Except there's two dialects and two words.
But the Creeks don't make different designs from the
Miccosukee. No, they're all the... They all kin in some way, you know. But the Creeks talk Creeks, but they now in the marriages, just like my grandmother was full-blooded Miccosukee. My grandfather, my mother's father, was full-blooded Creek. So therefore, there were two languages. I learned both of them when I was growing up.
So you could speak both?
Uh-huh. Anything? There were both languages used.
Do you know any of the men who still wear the traditional garment?
Out on the trail.
But not in, on the reservations. Who
yeah.
is that out on the trail? Are there quite a few people out there? The men that would still wear the traditional?
What's going on down the trail again? You already know how to dance and he's just gone.
I thought they were missing.
No, what's going on with it? They all quit except there's only one guy out there. She doesn't know his name on the trail.
The clothes that people would wear for the green corn dance, you said that they were they different? From everyday clothes?
They will have more designs.
So the skirts that you see in the shops where they have, say, three rows of designs,
yeah.
those are the kinds of skirts that people used to wear for real special...
Mm, they still do, you know.
Did the men ever wear anything real different?
Yeah, they wear Indian jackets.
I see.
Yeah,
and, like,
skirts.
What do men wear normally?
Just regular clothes like everybody else now. You can't tell the difference.
Did she ever take part, or did you ever take part in stickball game?
Ball game, hôm qua sẽ có sinh ra.
Hôm qua không được tới.
Thì chúng ta bắt đầu đi. Nếu mà she younger, she used to play all the time. She said.
Hôm qua thì bắt đầu lên bắt
She used to dance too. She said.
Was it? Is it real hard to play the stickball?
It's a man against women, and the women can pick up the ball. And so at the top of the tree that has a branch up there, that pine leaves up there, so they could hit it. But the man can never pick up with their hand. He disqualified if he pick it up with hand, and they have to pick it up with ball sticks. And so that was fair, you know, women with their hand. And on the side of a tree, they scraped it, and they got charcoal that they make a line. Whoever gets the 10 point is the winner.
Did it ever get real rough?
Yeah. They try to beat the women, and the women can't fix it up, you know.
Did the women ever win a lot?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes men win.
If somebody wins, then what happens? Did they win a prize or something?
No, they just, it's the honor to win, that's what's it.
So it isn't like a, like being a, like
in me burn out, in me whole toes, and I love for table on.
That's the maybe more.
No, just people, whoever wins it, have an honor, you know, that day, you know, they won, they. They work it every evening when it's before the sun goes down. Ball games on.
Ah, you top pull out, since I learned when top the lago. In she gave him. He only wants to take it up this way, but I don't know.
Sometimes they market tent and the women race it all first is the winner. Or they mock up the tin and then win.
One other question. What kinds of things did the women out on the trail, did the women used to do that were different from what the men did? You know, were there like some things that only women did and some things that only men did, like for daily life?
The men cooks, I mean the women cooks and the men hunt. And hunt and the men never cooked.
Did the women ever hunt?
Some women did. My mother did.
But what kinds of things would they hunt?
My mother used to hunt deers and turkeys when we need food. She was a sharpshooter too.
Oh yeah?
She really can shoot and kill things.
Have you ever gone hunting?
No, I don't like the gun.
Did she teach you?
I didn't want to learn. I don't like guns. Never did. I don't like to kill things.
Did Annie ever go hunting?
No, he has his cushion. My God.
No, and then what if I buy it? Yeah. I don't know if she's going to pay for it.
Turn up, Gaga. Yeah, she killed the birds and eat for the food. She didn't do it for pleasure. She did it for food.
Did anybody do much gardening?
The women did, most of the women. Some men have some, but the women made gardens, a lot of women.
And what kind
but
of
some men did, older men used to do that. They plant pumpkins, corn, beans, potatoes, all those things. Cane.
One other question. Are there any stories that people pass down to their children? You know, like stories that either you remember hearing or Annie remembers hearing from her mother about animals or about, you know, things.
I'm sure that I'm not going to talk about it. She said she heard them, but she kind of forgotten them, she said.
Did she tell them to her children?
Sometimes when they were little, but now they're gone, she said, away from her and married.
I guess we've heard one lady out in Big Cypress told us a story about a rabbit. And I guess a rabbit and a buzzard.
Oh, they tell all kinds of stories like that, yeah.
Are there any about alligators?
I'm going to go to the house.
naman siya pang golden shoulder. Ang tayo at sa miligo ito mo ay na kasing sa hukti, sa hukti, at sa kasing na siya pagkupagip siya. Ako nung lagi siya pag-ipong wate. Hukti ko siya tablik. Hukti na tablik ang nilipan. Siya ka libo siyante. Kasi nang gulik siya ka libo siyante ko siya. Eh, mga sa putay ko ay gagalit na. Tuga, kung na maayas kang tayo ko ay gamit kung gong. Nah, gua mana oksin le, oksin le. Sepuluh ratus kekon. Si Maya mengis kata Maya awak ni ni. Nal betul oksin le, man. Tuk cinta ke, hosen. Masa agen kat, ayah is kat cinta. Kul gua pas pas le mengis kat. Masa agen kat, segala masa agen kat. Macam kau tanya peringgal kan kecil, orang gua hongkan untuk mengisi tabak sih talah pisah kasan. Tabak sih talah kan. Anak bangsa saya sangat yos dengan saya sangat selitik sangat halus bosan tu bosil lagi tapi apa macam sih lepas bukti kan? Jadi kalau entah bos kau sen sen ni, apa pas kau dengan gas gaya macam tu, apa pas kau ni pun orang kau dah lese.
She said that sometimes she said that a rabbit's always having all kinds of tails, you know, just like a Bugs Bunny, always made. She said that there was a alligator one time, and he said somebody wanted to see you way on the other side, so he followed him and went with him, and the rabbit wanted to kill him, so he beat him up. But the alligator ran back in the canal, and so then another time he turned himself into the squirrel and was running around, and the alligator said, "Oh, to heck with you," he said, "and why are you all pestering me around here?" He said, "That's the way the rabbit beat me up before." He didn't know that the rabbit was turning to a squirrel. So, the squirrel, he said, "Somebody wants to see you down the road." And he said, "Well, if you go with me," he said, "I'll take you down and I'll tell you where it is." "Oh," he said, "all right." He said, "Well," he went down the road with him, and he says, "Go down for a little bit farther." And he said, "The rabbit says, I mean, the squirrel says, how do you die? How would they kill you?" He says, "Well, you hit my head and hit my back." And he says, "I should have died." But the rabbit did not. But they forgot it was a rabbit. So the rabbit up down, they walked a while, and he went and got a stick and hit him on the head and hit his back and killed him.
So the rabbit's always kind of like he tricks people.
Yeah.
The trickster. That's neat.
I wonder whether we shouldn't ask ladies. I think so. Also, they've been here.
What time is it?
What
time is
it? It's a quarter of 11.
Well, that you'll eat at 12, you know.
Well, we should probably
get through before they do
it
with Ruby now. The place will be burnt, and now it seems like the atomic bomb, and they're fighting over it, everything. So.
Makes you wonder, doesn't
it? Yeah, it makes you wonder. You know, we step by step, what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
It's really scary sometimes, you know, when you
read
the Bible and it see it come to pass. Mm-hmm. It's a real step, you know, I think.
Fannie Mae, before we start talking with Ruby, would you sing one of the seminal hymns?
Okay.
Tell us which one it is.
Hallelujah is known by all over the world, you know. There's a Hallelujah song in every language, I think. I can sing that. Is it on you? Hallelujah, Yahweh God is hallelujah. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Yahweh God is hallelujah. Hallelujah, Miku Sapaket, my manapogi. Hallelujah, Miku Sapaket, my manapogi. Hallelujah. That's one of the favorite among churches. One.
That's beautiful. Music is something that I like very much.
Well, we'd like to find out how Rubyville learn to do the patchwork sewing.
And I see that the land is going off need.
She
said that she didn't know how to begin in the beginning, but her mother tear the strips and show her exactly how to put them together to start off, and she learned that from her.
Well, about how old was she when
like
she
learned? Like a sabi, she was about 12. She said, it was awful to begin with. He said, you should see my design.
It was really hard to do then?
That's what she said.
Did she sew with the needle and thread to begin
it
with?
It began, singing machine came in that time, so hand singing machines.
It had a crank on the side?
Yeah.
Ask her if it was hard to sew, cranking it and doing the designs at the same time.
One took the same way, Miko. He said it was hard. He said the crack, turning and all that.
What was her mother's name?
She was an artist for this one. Billy Tommy Jumper.
And where was Ruby born?
I don't see it after him. Everglades too. Does it make a suki?
Did Ruby know Annie when she was a little girl?
Annie can die, it's your mother. Not when they were younger, he said. She's already grown.
How old is Ruby now?
64.
When she lived on the trail, then she lived in a chiki.
Chiki when she wanted to sit there. Yes.
Does she live in a chiki now?
Yeah, and that's a warm season.
Yeah,
in a frame house like this.
Does she miss living in the chiki?
In Chimayo, but she wants to get to she said that sometimes she used to hanker for it, but he says today, he says she's scared to live out in the open now. He says on account of these things now, as today.
But it wasn't bad.
Oh,
it
no,
was a nice way to live.
Yeah, said that there's no trouble in those days, no.
Well, one thing I was wondering about is, were there lots of mosquitoes back in those days?
During those days, she said that they had mosquito nets that they put up, and during the evening when the mosquito comes up, you smoke it, make a fire and smoke it, and they'd all disappear, so it wasn't too bad.
Would you put anything special in the fire to make it smoke?
Now when he said when it's when it's going to the mosquito. He said the logs that's already dried up, that's what he says when it burns out, he said that's when the smoke, not the green ones.
Was there anything they could put on their skin to keep the mosquitoes away?
No, I should really I didn't. You always
don't I think smokes.
He said smoke in edge of the a lot of smokes around the edge of the camps where it smokes on
yeah.
It bites you.
Her skirt has 1, 2, 3, 4 strips of designs. How many yards of designs would it take to make a skirt like that?
She tagged her tozino.
16
yards.
It's is that the most?
4, 4, 4, 4. So keep on me. She done? It's 4 yards around. And
what is the most designs that you would ever put in a skirt? More than 4 ever?
I have a skirt that one has 6 designs and one has 5.
It's a lot of sewing. For her to make a skirt like this, to make all those designs, could she give us an idea of how long it would take?
I'm going to make it. About 3 weeks.
Would she tear
straight sewing? You know, every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
If she wants to do a project that's that takes that long, does she tear all the strips and then do all the sewing, or does she do a little bit at a time?
Yeah. She makes the designs first. It's 16 yards. Then she cut the strips and makes it.
Cut them into 4 yard strips.
To buy a skirt that's really fancy like hers, about how much would it cost?
Yeah, I know. It's super dear. She must have even done that. She said in the stores, it runs anywhere from $200 up. I know skirts like those.
Because of all the fancy.
Yeah.